Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Elected officials in Seattle are diving into the details of a proposal to raise the minimum wage. Last week, Mayor Ed Murray unveiled a plan to reach $15 an hour in the city by 2018, with a longer phase-in for smaller businesses. Yesterday, human service providers told the city council that without more help, a $15 an hour wage could lead to dramatic cuts in human services. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Right across the street from the King County Courthouse in downtown Seattle, there's a big, beautiful, century-old brick building called the Morrison. And there's usually lots of people standing in front of the building. Many are homeless. Many are severely mentally ill or physically handicapped. Many are suffering from substance abuse issues. And the reason they're here is because the Morrison is the region's largest emergency shelter for these folks, and it provides services 24 hours a day.
On any given day, we're serving about 2,100 separate people in all of our different programs.
That's Bill Hobson. He's the executive director of the Downtown Emergency Services Center, or DESC. That's the organization that runs the Morrison and many other programs serving homeless people around Seattle. Hobson is in a difficult position regarding the $15 an hour minimum wage. He says he personally supports the idea, and he wants his employees to be paid more than they are now. About one-third of his staff earn less than $15 an hour, but raising their wages, he says, would come at a huge cost.
We know that there are 171 employees at DESC that are making below $15 an hour now. Taking them all to $15 an hour is going to cost us slightly under $1 million.
But Hobson says the actual cost will be much more. For example, a supervisor who now makes $15 an hour will also have to get a pay raise if the people he or she supervises are bumped up to $15. Hobson calls that wage compression. So the total cost of the $15 an hour minimum wage to DESC, at least $1.3 million a year.
We can't spend money we don't have. And my great concern is it's going to translate into a reduction of employees, which will translate into a reduction of service, which means more mentally ill, more drug alcohol affected people will be on the streets.
And it's not just Bill Hobson who's concerned. On Wednesday, a number of human service providers testified before the Seattle City Council. Nora Gibson of Full Life Care says she also supports the idea of a $15 an hour wage.
We feel very strongly that our employees deserve at least $15 an hour for the work that they do.
But she says it would lead to significant costs.
In order for us to bring my workforce up to $15 an hour, it would cost $1.9 million just for salary.
And unlike for-profit employers, these organizations can't raise their prices. They get most of their money from public entities, city, county, state, and federal governments. Human service providers say if the city raises the minimum wage, the city should also provide more funding. City Council President Sally Clark agrees, but she says she doesn't know where the money will come from.
No, it would be disingenuous for us to say that we have the money to do it right now. No. It's going to take a lot more creative thinking about how do we pay for social services in our region. I'd be lying if I tried to tell them, yeah, I know how to fill that budget gap tomorrow.
But Clark points out that the mayor's plan provides for the minimum wage to be phased in over several years. She says that will give the city more time to find the extra money so that services don't have to be cut in order to give employees a raise. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.